Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Castro. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Ward moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Batty and he is out, Gorel applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell takes first base on ball four. Hall moves to third. Batty moves to second. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball towards right field. Robinson fields the ball and throws to home. Martin drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Martin. Hall tags and scores. Batty tags and moves to third. Gorrell tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Twins, 2, White Sox, 2. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, White Sox, 3. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-2 in the game. Castro hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Oliva goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Killebrew moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison is walked intentionally. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pizarro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Talbot pinch runs for Juan Pizarro. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-3 in the game. Castro hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allison for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison juggles the ball. That's an error on Allison. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grant bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Gorrell moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Verhaals hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-4 in the game. Castro hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Johnny Gorrell now playing third base. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.